praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I praise God. Our God is good all the time. And all the time, our God is good. Okay, so we're going to continue our study on the book of Luke. And we're going straight to Luke chapter 7. And my prayer today is that as we listen to God's word, the entrance of his word will bring light to us and understanding in Jesus' name. May we receive the grace to put everything we hear this morning to practice in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, open your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 7. So from verse 1, we see the healing of the centurion's servant, And there are a number of lessons we can learn. Verse 1 says, "Now when he had concluded all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. And a certain centurion servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die. So when he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, pleading with him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying that the one for whom he should do this was deserving, for he loves our nation and he has built us a synagogue." You know, and that's a very simple lesson I want us to pick today. A very simple lesson is the fact that, I don't know, maybe if you got the story, let me see if I can, you know, rephrase it. So this particular man has a servant. The servant was about to die. Now this man sent some people, sent elders of the Jews to Jesus Christ, pleading with Jesus to come and heal the servant. And when the Jews, these elders, go to Jesus Christ, they said of that man that, "Jesus, you need to help this man because he deserves it. He's a good man, he loves the nation, and he has built us a synagogue." And one lesson that just dawned on me is that how well can people say, you know, talk about us? If you have the opportunity, if there's an opportunity for someone to say something about you, what is that person going to say? I'm not saying the reason why Jesus probably healed this man, well, we don't know. It's probably because of the good things that was said of the man. I don't know if you remember the story of this woman in the Bible, Tabitha. That woman would have died. But for one thing, the fact that people said so well about her, everything they said about that woman was, you know, they were good things. And because of that, Jesus brought her back to life. Now, what are those things that can be said about you? If there's an opportunity for people to say something about you, what are they going to say? Now, this is not so that you cannot begin to, you know, live hypocritically, trying to make people happy or trying to please people. Now, the essence of this teaching is not for you now to start acting who you are really not, but that you can be conscious and ask that the Lord will help you to live a life that is pleasing unto God, and a life such that people will be able to say good things about you, not bad things. So think about it. You know, think about your life. Check within yourself. If people were going to say something about me, if my mom, my dad, my brothers, my siblings, my friends, my relatives, if they have the opportunity to say something about me, what are those things going to be? You know, and I hope that we can take one or two lessons from this and then begin to be careful to live a careful life. Now, that careful life is not something you are doing hypocritically, don't forget, but that you are trusting God to help you to represent Jesus in every, you know, place you find yourself. And I pray that the Lord will give you that grace and that strength in Jesus' mighty name. Then from verse 11 to verse 17, we see the healing of the widow's son. Now, have you noticed that in this story, I know if you have some time, I want you to quickly go through verse 11 to verse 17. The woman did not ask Jesus for help. Jesus saw the woman. He was filled with compassion for this woman. And then he healed her son, her only son. You know, that reminds me of a particular scripture, Ephesians 3:20. The Bible says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, far above all we could ever ask or think." So there are some things that you don't even ask. Just by thinking, God answers. So there are some things that you necessarily does not. If you know, we wake up every morning, we set out not asking God for some things, and then He does those things. For instance, you don't ask God. Most of you just wake up. You don't pray that God, as I'm going out today, help me not to lose my breath. Help me to stay alive, you know, blah, blah. Some of you just wake up in the morning. In fact, 7 days straight on, you don't pray. You don't ask God for anything. But God is so mindful of us that even those things that we think, the things that we do not ask for, He does those things. And this is why I always encourage believers not only to thank God for the things that you ask and He does. You know, you ask God for some things and He does those things. Don't just thank God for those things. Thank God for the things that He is doing in your life that you didn't even ask for. There are many things like that. Many things. The fact that God gave you a good family. You didn't ask for that. You only came into this world. You don't even know the father and the mother that you're going to come into. In the family you're coming into, you just found yourself in that family. And that family has been amazing. You know, you didn't ask for that. You know, there are many things that we didn't ask for that God supplies. So please, from today, endeavor to add it in your thanksgiving. Thank God for the things that He is doing in your life that you didn't even bother to ask for. You know, very important. I pray the Lord God Almighty will help us to understand this in Jesus' name. And then from verse 18, downwards, down to verse 35. Something really amazing happened. John actually doubted Jesus Christ. And my encouragement, a very simple encouragement to you as regards this, is that there are times that you just feel some doubt in your heart. Instead of going down in that doubt, ask God to help you. You know, to be honest, there are just times in your life that you feel that, what's happening with me? Does He really care about me? Is He mindful of me? You know, you've tried your best. You're trying so much to read. And then at the end of the day, you end up failing that course. You've been trusting God for a job. And it just looks like that job isn't, you know, coming. You're trusting God for something, healing. You've been sick for years. You've prayed. You've done everything. And it just seems to look like, you know, that situation is not living. In that kind of, whenever you get, you know, find yourself in that kind of situation, what you should do is to ask God to help you. Don't act strong. Don't form. Don't say, I'm going to pull through. I mean, I'm not going to doubt. If the moment you realize that there is doubt in your heart, you begin to feel that God does not care about you, ask God to help you. And always remember my favorite scripture, Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. So no matter how bad that situation is, it will definitely, I am 100% sure about this, whatever it is that we go through as believers, no matter how bad, how terrible that situation is, it is definitely going to work out for our good. So have that confidence in God that it is going to turn well for you. But there's something else I want us to get from verse 33. Jesus says, for John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking, and you say he has demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, look, a glutton, a wine bibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners, but wisdom is justified by all and our children. And that the lesson I want us to pick from here is, don't live your life trying to please people. You know, as long as you're pleasing God, that's fine. The moment you try to please people, when you do it well, they complain. When you don't do it well, they complain. So the best thing to do as believers is, am I pleasing God? As long as you're pleasing God, as long as there is no condemnation in your heart, there is you don't feel, there's no, you know, inconvenience in your spirit that you have actually offended God. As long as you are at peace in your heart with people and with God, it is fine. Stop trying to please people. The more you try to please people, the more you don't please them. May God help us in the name of Jesus. And then finally, a woman saw how much God has forgiven her, and that she decided to anoint the feet of Jesus. She decided to express her love based on how much she realized that, you know, she had been forgiven. And I find out that the more you see the cross, the more you want to love Jesus. You know, the smallest picture of the cross that we have is the movie that we watched, The Passion for Christ. You know, maybe you should go and see the movie again. But do you know that movie cannot in any way perfectly express how much suffering Jesus took for us on the cross of Calvary? Do you actually believe that whatever Jesus went through on the cross was actually for you? I mean, you need to believe that first. He died for your sake. So if you can see that, then it will be easy for you to pour your love on Jesus. So, and my encouragement to you is, every time you feel like you want to doubt, you know, we just saw that John doubted Jesus, and we see another woman that saw, that could feel how much of love God has poured upon her, and then she expressed her love back to Jesus. If you can manage, every time you feel like you want to doubt, just try to remember the cross. Every time you feel like going back, you want to go back into your sin, you want to go back into the world, every time you want to do that, just try to remember how much God loves you. And the moment you can see that, and you can also see how much of sacrifice Jesus paid for you on the cross of Calvary, then I have that feeling that you won't be able to backslide. Just remember, every time you feel like going back, every time you feel like doubting, every time you feel like going back into the world, try to remember how much of sacrifice that Jesus had to go through because of you. And I pray that the Lord will give us that grace to forever live our life with Christ in view, in Jesus' name. Thank you very much for joining today's podcast. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.